Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Ken Dykwalt is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is a psychologist. He's a gerontologist. He's the author of almost a couple of dozen books on age-related issues, best-selling books. He's the president and the CEO, founding president and CEO of AgeWave. He's been recognized by many folks for his contribution to especially the older folks in our country and in our world. And he's here to talk to us about boomers. I like that topic, Ken, because I am one. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your work. I like hearing people. You know, there are a lot of people out there talking about the Gen Ys and the Gen Xs and the young kids, and we talk a lot about them on the show too. But you know, we boomers, we're not ready to be discounted yet, are we?
Not at all. In fact, when you look at it all from a market perspective, there's 100 million people now in America over the age of 50, and they control about 75% of all the wealth.
Yep.
And they still got decades and decades of life out in front of them, so it's kind of nutty for companies and marketers and small business people to go after young people only when it's often their parents and grandparents that have the money.
Well, as of this very moment, you're exactly right, because so many of the young guys, especially the 86 million Gen Ys, you know, about half of them are still either on their mom and dad ticket or they're paying off college debt, right? So, I mean, you're exactly right about where the money is.
Yeah, the young generation is terrific. My kids are 28 and 25, and they're a terrific generation, but that generation has no money. So if you're trying to sell financial services or travel services or medical services or, you know, just almost anything you can imagine, home remodeling, it turns out the prime market is this kind of longevity economy. It's people over the age of 50. And that's going to be that way for the next 20 years.
Well, and the other thing is, Ken, is that we have different perspectives on the rest of our lives than our parents did, don't we?
Yeah. In a couple of key ways, Jim. When our moms and dads hit their 50th or 60th birthday, they probably thought they were kind of winding down. They were in the final inning. Today, with life expectancy rising and continuing to rise, people are staying young longer. And so when someone hits 50 or 60 today, they still feel they're very much in the prime of their life. And they may have a whole new chapter, a whole new career, a whole new business, a whole new set of life choices in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that our moms and dads were very much inclined to kind of live a quiet retirement, sort of a playful retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Today's boomers, when they think about this next stage of their lives, they often want to start a new business.
Right.
Or they want to start a foundation, or they want to roll up their sleeves and volunteer.
We're making noise. We're not just sitting on the rocker or the porch, are we?
That's exactly it.
So tell us about some of the things that as speak to our boomer audience, because you know, as you well know, many millions of small businesses are owned by people who've been business owners for a long time who are boomers. And we're,
right, in fact,
some of us like me are planning on, you know, going out feet first on our last day. And some are thinking about, you know, moving on to something else. But talk to us about that.
Yeah, actually, this might surprise your listeners, or they might feel that you're talking to me. Turns out the highest level of entrepreneurial success in America over the last 10 years were business owners between the ages of 55 and 64.
Hmm.
When we think entrepreneur or small business operator, for some reason we always think kind of the young tech
kids.
And,
right.
And there's a bunch of them. I mean, they're great. The young tech kids are terrific. But you reach your 50s, and you've kind of got some emotional intelligence. You've got your wits about you.
Yep.
You know, you might have had a success
and maybe
or failure
a few things
along the
paid
way.
Off, too, right?
Yeah, and oftentimes people reach a point in their lives where they they really kind of know what to do, and they know how to do it well. And they go at things with a level of maturity and, you know, kind of seasoned adult behavior that leads to success. So it turns out that that midlife, or what I call middle essence, is for many people a perfect time to be starting up a business and to be doing something great in your life.
Right. Well, and that's exactly right. And of course, and as you say, by that time you should have the maturity, the fiscal maturity, to know what to invest in and what not to invest in.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that, you know, grow as we get a little bit older. First, we get more what they call emotional intelligence. You know, maybe you've raised a family or you've dealt with issues with your community, and, you know, you're just a lot smarter when you're older than when you were younger. Mm-hmm. You know how to make decisions. You're better at managing people. Also, you know a lot more about money and how it works. Young kids today, we wish them the best, but, you know, very often they just don't understand the way money works. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that comes with maturity is that you're kind of trying to do something with purpose. Often when people go at their careers when they're young, they're trying to impress their parents or show off for their friends or whatever. But, you know, you get to be 50 or so, and you kind of want to do something that means something to you. You want to do something that you're going to feel like you're making your best contribution. You're going to want to do something that lets you go to sleep at night with a smile on your face. And I think that that whole new attitude that people are bringing to kind of their encore careers is something we're going to be seeing a lot more of in the years to come.
Well, especially, and you point this out in an article that you wrote about this, lifelong learning is something that's very evident among boomers, which wasn't necessarily evident in say, the GI generation.
No, it was much less likely their style to think of going to a community college at 40 or taking workshops on the internet when they were 50. It's really essential, isn't it, if you're going to just live a good life or start a business or make your business work, to continue learning. And that's learning technology. It's learning the popular attitudes of the day. It's learning about what people want and need. Because if you're living your whole life back in the day, you're not going to be relevant for today's marketplace.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I got a kick. I was seeing this. I was at an airport waiting on my bags to get checked, checking in. And I looked over, and there was a couple of guys, looked obviously buddies, probably clearly at least 70 years old. And one of them was showing the other about a new app he just put on his iPhone. What a great picture, right?
Yeah, hey, I agree.
Ken, I need a website, please.
AgeWave.com.
And what about your most recent book? Your most recent book?
It's called With Purpose.
All right.
Redefining Life, Work, Success, and Retirement.
Wherever books are sold, right?
Exactly.
Dr. Ken Dykwald and I will be right back. When we come back, I want to talk about the healthy aging. Not just aging, but healthy aging with Ken Dykwald. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.